Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
You guys are cruising along.
Jeez, we all rolled rocks.
These two shapes break the fog.
So Eddie's gonna veer off-road.
You better back the fuck off or we're gonna fry your hard drive. I'm gonna take it and scrape it along the road till there's nothing left but metal dust.
So there's this wonderful thing called boarding.
Flying, it like launches Skryof, and it like a little flying squirrel fucking sails across the thing and then lands on the hood of your ship as the drone careens off the road and slams into a tree and explodes. And with that, you guys drive off into the sunset. Welcome, everybody, to Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations, New Year, Celebration, Extravaganza, Ultra Omega, Yellow 5.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
First try.
Yep. Yep. I did that all in one take.
Happy
That's why
New
I'm a fucking
Year's,
professional.
Everybody.
Happy New Happy Year's, New everybody. Year. You're probably hearing this in, like, March or
In which case,
June.
Happy almost Easter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be in April. Be like, this comes out on Easter. We're talking about New Year's and shit. But hey,
enjoy those chocolate eggs.
Yep, enjoy those chocolate eggs on our New Year. We come from the past. So if something horrible has happened at that point in time and everything's bad, like, at least you know that at this time, everything was cool. For the most part.
Everything is not cool.
No, that's true. I don't know. I don't want to really bring down the whole thing, but
we'll just be reminding everyone in the future of this terrible day.
That is true. But so a golden era, a golden girls era has ended. And here we are in space on a jungle planet. Trying to figure out where your friend is. This is one of those pivotal moments in a person's, like, life that they really have to question themselves. What am I doing with my life? Why am I sitting here?
We're playing a space game.
Yep. I mean,
I've been doing that for a while, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so you guys came to this fucking planet. Let's give a whole goddamn recap. Might as well.
Yep.
You guys came to this planet. You were here to meet an old friend and drop off some supplies. Should have been nice and easy. You get accosted by some drones. You come and land. You find out the place has been taken over by the Aslanti Star Empire. Essentially, space Nazis. And you guys systematically fuck them up. You meet the Resistance. They're like, hey, by the way, take it slow. But that's not your guys' style. You did it in one night. You fucked them all up. Drove them out of the place. Only a few left on the planet. But unfortunately, you didn't get the information you need. Your friend, Sedona, gone. Where did she go? Who knows? We know who knows. One Lieutenant Sharu. And she apparently headed to the crash of the Royal Venture with a group of soldiers and was going to try to wrap up the last bit of information before they all decided to take off and get the hell off the planet. So you guys were given a couple badass little hover cars. And
hover
actually,
trikes.
They weren't badass hover cars. What's that?
Hover trikes.
They were hover trikes. That is correct. Hover trikes. They weren't badass trikes, though. They were actually kind of little rough and tumble trikes, but you wouldn't have known that the way you guys drove them. You drove those sumbitches like you stole them. And you guys friggin' came across and were accosted by a couple drones. And in a real cool car chase scene through the forest, you whooped the shit out of them, defeating both of them by slamming your ships or your little trikes into them, which is too much fun. That was way too fucking cool. Scree leaping upon one and then backflipping off it onto the ship as it was destroyed, which was fucking sweet. Which brings you to the Royal Venture. You guys pull in through the jungle, and as you come in through a canopied clearing, you find these ruins of this old ancient Aslanti ship. The rear looks to be completely overgrown, as if the vines of the jungle have reached out to hold it in place, while the front is either completely gone or buried into the side of a mountain. From here, you can see one of the broken tail wings of the ship have created a ramp leading up to the aft, and you can see a closed hatch leading inside. Strangely, there also seems to be a body laying right at the bottom of the wing. You can tell the armor looks to be the same as the Aslanti cadets you faced off so far, but it doesn't seem to be moving. So, now that you guys are here, what are you doing?
Double tap.
So make sure it's dead.
Carefully go check the body.
Okay.
Yeah, leave that to Horus.
Okie dokie.
Shibbity ship the ship. I'm gonna go start heading up the ramp.
I think I will join Eddie over there.
Okie dokie. So what are the rest of you doing? Scree and Sadoon. Okay, Sadoon, you're helping with the body. Scree, what you up to? You with Eddie?
Yeah. Scree's not leaving Eddie's side.
Okie dokie. I'll drag you over by Eddie there. So, Orus and Sadoon. As you get closer, you definitely now can tell that before you lies the body of an Aeon Guard cadet. She sprawled out in a pool of her own blood just outside the entry hatch. On closer inspection, it looks to be like the blood is coming from like up by the head chest area. Why don't you go ahead and give me either a perception or a medicine check? Both of you can do this to check on this one.
I don't know how much good I'm gonna be, but I'll do it.
27. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, not bad. 27 and 19. Okay. So yeah, as you kind of lean down to inspect this body, you definitely tell that the throat looks like it's been torn out. And as you can see, there seems to be some type of like, it looks like almost like a serrated like little edgings around the hole, like tiny teeth have like gnawed at the neck. And just as you lean down, all of a sudden, from underneath the wing, this little fucking worm-like creature shoots out and shoots a sticky web at you, at both you and Sadoon. So, you guys give me a reflex saving throw, and then we gonna start combat.
Got him!
Yeah, so both of you give me a DC 11 reflex.
Whoa!
Resex, all right.
We're getting a little dirty tonight here on New Year's Eve. I'm sorry. Nice, both save. All right, so let me get combat started. Blap. There you go. I got the combat tracker up, so if you guys want to jump in the combat tracker, roll all your shit. I'll delete out the Aeon Guard because they're not actually in it.
What, they're not going to get up and start moving?
Nope. No, they're dead.
How is it that I always roll just ridiculous on initiative?
That is
This is
very,
not the first time I've rolled 20 or like a 19.
I don't know. You're lucky.
No complaints.
You're very lucky. You're halfling. Halflings are lucky.
Halflings are lucky.
Yep. Okay. So this thing immediately comes out and spits this stuff at you, and you guys, like lightning reflexes, are like, shit, I'm like, duck, as it sails over top of you. And as you see it kind of sail over and it lands on some like leaves and stuff, you see it kind of like spark, and then you see the leaves kind of stiffen up on the trees, and it just kind of settles right there.
Ew.
So first up, Ginger. Say,
oh God.
This creature
okay.
is out, underneath the wings coming at you.
I had not prepared any sort of insults for electric flying creatures, but we're gonna dispiriting taunt it anyway, and
nice.
it shot sticky goo at them.
Yep.
And they both succeeded on their saves.
Yes.
Okay. You're about as effective as my limp dick boyfriend. You should probably go kill yourself in the woods.
There it is. There. I was like, this, a dick's coming into this somewhere, and I just didn't know where. That's where the dick was. Okay. Okay. Whoa. Roll me, what is it, intimidation? Go ahead and roll me your intimidation check.
Ginger out here castrating nerdles.
Okay, so what is it? It's a DC...
Total intimidate skill bonus, or 15 plus 1.5 times the opponent's CR.
Okay.
So whichever is greater. I did only roll a 16, so I think it would fail.
Yeah, it just fails.
Bummer.
So unfortunately, it's like... It's just like... And...
Ginger's like some one of those really toxic people on the internet that's just like KYS, you know? I am not that person, so I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, well...
Well, you know.
You do what you gotta do.
That's the character. Gotta play the character. Yeah, so he's gonna pull his pistol out casually and move here. Mm-hmm. But he's gonna look at Ginger and like, you have some serious, like, anger problems. And then he's gonna turn and shoot.
I love it.
You should take a look at yourself. Pop, pop.
She does all the time.
Yep, she does. She looks at herself all the time.
He's gonna try a trick attack.
Go for it, buddy.
I imagine since he's above this thing, he can do stealth feasibly.
Yeah, no problem. I was gonna say it lost track of you guys, and it was focusing on Sudun and Norris.
So DC 20 plus your target CR.
Yep, it is a 2 CR. I don't mind giving that to you.
Nope.
Ah, damn. Ugh.
Such a
no
tough,
trick side of
such
it.
Such a tough thing to do.
Yeah, starting off it does. As you get further and your bonuses are going to be like plus 35.
Yeah.
It won't be such a problem, but
25.
But that sure as hell hits him. So give me some damage on that.
That'll be 3 damage.
Nice, nice, nice. Okay.
Kablam.
So your shot goes off and it pops this thing kind of in the little hood eye thing that kind of comes over and it's like and it's got these like little forked, like weird, almost like roots. They kind of look like coming out of its mouth, like tongues. And you can see the little webbing kind of flicking off them as it's kind of like shaking its head and like slithering around. Which brings me to its turn. And it is going to... almost grabbed everybody. It's going to come over and attempt to attack Oris. And... So, blap.
Whoa.
It's a 23 hit.
Yeah. Yeah,
by the way, like I said, I fixed all the numbers on these things, so So, yeah,
you have to roll a 2 to miss.
Nice. So, this thing is, it goes ahead and it bites you for 9 damage.
What the fuck?
Yep, and then as it what it does is it goes around your leg, and it like constricts around you all the way up in your chest and latches onto your shoulder, and now it has you grappled also, which the grappled condition in Starfinder is as such: you cannot move or take two-handed actions. You take a -2 penalty to AC, most attack rolls, reflex saves, initiative checks, and dex-based skill and ability checks. You cannot make attacks of opportunity. And it does still allow you to, like, take regular actions. Like, if you have a one-handed weapon or a knife, you can slash at it and try to attack it. But yeah, that ain't great.
No, it sure isn't.
Here's the better version of it. You're restrained by a creature, effect, or trap. You can't move. You take a -2 penalty to your armor class, attack rolls, reflex saving throws, initiative checks, and dexterity-based skills, blah, 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 except those made to grapple your opponent in turn or escape a grapple. In addition, you can't take any actions that require two hands to perform, and you can't make attacks of opportunities. You can't use stealth to hide from the creature grappling you, even if a special ability allows you to hide when you normally couldn't. If you become invisible, through a spell or other ability, you gain a +2 circumstance bonus to your check to escape while being grappled, but you receive no other benefit.
Jesus.
So you are grapple boy.
No.
And That takes it to your turn.
Balls.
Yep. Balls indeed.
I think he's just gonna panic, pull his pistol, and try to tap that battery and take a shot.
Okay, go for it, buddy. So you're gonna overcharge and take a shot?
Yep.
So, I like it.
What a roll. 14.
14 does... Well, one sec. It's an energy weapon, you said, right?
Yeah, it's art pistol.
Then you just hit it. Okay, give me damage.
Hooray.
Yep.
Hooray. Hooray.
Oh, nice. Full damage. So that's 7 damage to it?
Yep.
Not bad. It ain't looking great. It's hurt. It is hurt.
Get this thing off me.
Bring it up to Sadoon. What are they up to?
We're a little close quarters. Don't want to risk shooting Oris, so I'm going to whip out the assault hammer.
Mm-hmm. I'll just risk bludgeoning Oris.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And I'm going to step up. Where the fuck is it?
Where'd you move it? Top of Oris.
Okay.
I'll put it next to him, but they occupy the same square right now.
Okay. I'm going to whack it.
Okay. Whack away. Come see the amazing ball whacker guy.
That was almost a 1.
Yep, it was almost, but it nicked to a 7, which is also not enough. So, unfortunately, that does not hit, bud. You got anything else?
No.
Okay.
Feels bad.
Okie dokie, feels bad, man. Moving on, we got Scree. What is everybody's favorite little ball of chaos doing?
He's a little bit confused.
That's understandable.
Yep.
It's a confusing situation.
Yep, yeah. Hmm. So he's going to just kind of boop, boop, and run down here.
Yeah.
And seeing that there is a noodle wrapped around Oros, he's going to try and grab it.
He's going to try to grapple it.
He's going to try to grapple it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's funny.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
Look up the rules.
I'm pretty sure that, it's very much not in our favor early on in levels. I think it's 20 something DC or something. It's ridiculous.
Go ahead and grapple, and then we will see what you get, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Athletics? Is it?
Grappled is a, I think it's an attack. You have to make an attack, and it is, like I said, it's the KAC plus something to actually,
Okay.
To actually do the grapple.
Should I just use Entropic Strike then?
Yeah, sure. Whatever your best attack bonus thing is.
I think it's Entropic Strike is the best one.
Yeah.
Please don't fail. But
I believe.
Also, if you fail, fail spectacularly. Nope.
Nope. Just failed normally.
No, unfortunately.
Spectacular fails.
No.
Yeah. I was gonna say if you had gotten because like I said, I think I want to say it's. I swore I just read it and I can't find that, but it was KAC plus 8, I think is what they said, to grapple.
I'm going to look it up on my phone so I know this for future.
Actually, I think I just found it. It's KAC plus 13.
Whew. Yeah.
Unfortunately, this thing, if it gets a successful attack, automatically gets to grapple for free.
Yeah.
Which, that's just how this thing's built.
But
so,
look, my little goblin's not
so yes, that's not easy to do.
No, he's not exactly the smartest. He does what he does, but he's where he wants to be.
Oh, I get it.
He wanted to hug the noodle.
Yep.
No, I love screen. Never change.
Next up is Ginger. What are you doing now? And say your boy's still all grappled up. Everybody's kind of crowding around him, trying to beat the shit out of the thing, kind of like smacking a mosquito on someone else's face.
She's not much of a smacker, but she is going to...
She's a firecracker.
Give our lad a inspiring boost.
I like it.
He is grabbed. Oh wait, no, he hasn't taken any damage yet, has he? Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, he took. He definitely took. He took 9 points of damage.
Yeah, ally regains a number of stamina points equal to twice your envoy level plus your charisma modifier. I am level 3, so he gets 6 plus charisma mod.
Mm-hmm.
He gets 9 stamina points back.
Fuck yeah, that's fully healed. Well, fully healed stamina. You still got some HP damage, but...
Hooray!
Yeah, you're doing... Oh, I almost did a different voice. You're doing great, Oris. Just, keep at it as I'm backing away.
She looks better.
She gives Eddie a dirty look.
I love it.
I also like the backing up. It's like,
you're doing great.
Yes. So, which now brings us to Eddie. What do you got, buddy? And just so you know, you're like probably 5 feet off the ground where you are right there and like squeezed down on the ground like in front of you, because that's just, the wing is kind of like angled up. So yeah, you're up on the wing pointing down at them while everybody else is kind of on the ground.
I'm going to do my best not to shoot you, but no promises. Okay. Trick attack. Sorry, gonna try and be stealthy about it.
Go for it.
Roll the 3, so no dice.
Yeah, unfortunately, no trick attack.
But the attack lands, I think.
That attack definitely does land, even with the little bonus of AC the thing gets with it being all occupied with him. But yeah, go for it.
7 damage.
Damn. Okay. Okay. Here
well,
we go.
That worked out.
Yeah. It's it's hurt. It is definitely hurt.
It just like whizzes past Oris's face. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah. I think it's like, yeah, he's like holding onto it with one hand kind of up a little bit, and he's got like the gun like underneath its chin, like trying to shoot at it, and it's like its little tentacle like tongue thing is coming out, slobbering that kind of like slime stuff.
this thing is so gross.
Yeah, then your shot smokes it like kind of on the side of the head, and it's, like, and it's just getting more and more angry. Which brings us to its turn. It is going to try to
run away
you once again.
I think it wants to run away.
No. It is, you are fucking with its meal, and it is going to fight for it.
Scree's going to try and bodyguard, so like stick his arm in there and distract it.
Okie dokie. How does that work? What's the skill?
Covers its eyes.
Okay, bodyguard. As a reaction, when an adjacent ally is attacked, you can grant a +2 circumstance bonus to its AC. Okay, sweet. Let's see what happens.
Oh!
Hey!
Yes!
Even with a +3? Yeah, no, it does not work. Awesome. It goes to, like, snap down on you, like, Scree kind of puts it, his arm out in front of it, and it kind of latches onto, like, the... I guess not armor, but I guess maybe it is just confused by the biting down. It's like, that's not what I was biting.
Or he yanks at its tail, like,
there you go, yanks its tail. It's like, misses the snap. Okay, which brings us back to Oris. Oris, what are you doing? This thing is in your face. It wants to bite your head off.
Firing another overcharge shot at it.
Yeah, overcharge it.
Yeah, do it.
Overcharge it like my fucking credit card.
Oh, that's not so good.
Ouch.
Hey.
Yeah, that's solid. 23 definitely hits it. What do you got?
Oh, no.
Damage for days, bro. Solid 1. Okay, what about the other...
There 4 damage.
4 damage. Still up, but just barely. Sadoon, show him how it's done.
Sure.
Yes, Sadoon's famous for that.
Son of a bitch!
Oh my god, why?
Dude.
We got our champion.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, he's been...
You're the reason of
sorry.
Good vibrations.
It is true. It is true.
It's really not a good thing to be, you know?
It's absolutely true. Except the problem is it's my, at least it's just the roles for you. Your character wasn't completely made ineffectual by the creator. Mine was made completely ineffectual and just ridiculously made. I was thinking about it just the other day. I was like, you know, why didn't I just make this a dex build? I literally turned and made all that strength in there just to get, like, a d8 weapon as opposed to the d6 weapons. And could have had more AC, more damage, more ability to hit. All of it if I just put it in the dex and made him a dex fighter. But anyways, that's stupid. So,
I don't suppose I could make a full attack.
You know what? Fuck it. Go for it, bud.
I already missed with the first one, so it doesn't change anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'll give you another shot, but you got that -4 going into it.
This yeah,
is the one I believe.
I believe in you, natty 20 right here.
Right here, that's
a 3.
That's a worse roll than the first one.
Yeah,
yeah, that's only 4 with your -4 on that one. So I'm sorry.
So you hit.
Yeah, that's not correct. So, so, Scree, will you show him how it's done?
She'll show. Scree will show how Scree does it.
He's gonna try and grab that tail again and just, and so he can bite it. So he's gonna make a entropic strike with his teeth.
Do it
with his nasty goblin teeth.
Nasty goblin teeth. He's a goblin.
Yeah.
He wants to gobble that worm.
That's funny. Last time I said that, I ended up with a restraining order. But,
we are children.
Yeah. Okay. So.
My fucking god.
Is that KAC?
Kinetic. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, that is a miss.
No.
Yep. Okay. So, back up to the top, Ginger.
All right.
Ginger, what you doing?
What do you got? Oh dear.
Yeah, that was fucking ridiculous.
Well, Oris just took all that damage I gave him back, and I don't think that I can help him.
Not with that attitude.
I guess we're gonna try the intimidate again.
Go for it. I don't know how it works with trying to intimidate a. Why the hell is that thing called a generated actor again? Anyways, it's called a synapse worm, just so you guys know.
Hey, so like, what's your end game here? Is your goal just like to eat him? Because you know you're just gonna get eaten right back, right? She's not doing that great right now.
Gotcha.
Try to like.
No. Nope.
Yeah, and that's fair. Roll a two. It's when she is at her meanest is when I roll my best.
That is true. I was like, get good, nerd.
Oh, Eddie threw her off her game.
Yep. Told her to be nice, and now it's all messed up.
Now she's gonna just like retreat a little further away.
I like it. Okay, Eddie, man. Otherwise, if you don't do it here, this thing is going to eat him. One turn, fully eaten, dead.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not true. But you can imagine what it'd be like if it did.
Oh well, I better hit then.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm never gonna get those.
Yeah. What does it got to be? It's like 20 plus.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. It'll get better.
And I missed the attack this time.
Yeah.
It was on 20.
I know. I was like, oh, there it is, natty 20. I'm like, oh, no, maybe not. Okay.
Well, that's me. Sorry, Horus.
So, this thing is going to, once again, it's just constricting more and more, and it's going to take another bite at you.
Miss.
Bodyguard.
Hey.
Hey, I think, Horus, what's your KAC?
Our KAC is 14.
Plus 2. Does it?
Whoa.
Oh, wait. Minus 2 because of the grappled.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just got you, bud. Sorry. Don't worry. I'm sure I won't roll that high this time.
Mitigate.
Yeah, it's only 10.
Mitigate.
Mitigate damage?
What's that intervene?
Real quick, though. Can you... Is it a... Because you already did a reaction.
If you have the bodyguard feat and you take a reaction to apply the feat's benefit to an adjacent ally who is then hit by the attack, you can activate intervene for that attack without taking an additional action. Plus, I also have reactive, which is 2 reactions per round. So...
Oh, fuck yeah. Nice. What a well-built character. Okay. Man, I don't know what that's like. So what does that do? It makes it so you split the damage?
Yeah, split the damage. He takes 5.
Nice.
And
yep, so you take 5, Horus, and Scree takes 5.
Scree's just like, trying to get up there and getting bitten in the process.
That is the thing's turn. And that time, Scree gets an arm in there and kind of takes half the damage as it bites down and gets both of you.
Oh, Scree's getting chip parts to chew on.
There you go. So, Horus. What you got, bud? Finish it.
I'll try.
Get it. Do it. Do it now.
19.
That'll do it. Give me some damage.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. 10. Oh, yes! Yeah. So this thing comes and like tries to just like come at your face and you friggin' grab it by the neck and point that gun up underneath its chin and you just go and it just... and it just explodes upwards. Just a greenish blue goo just sprays up and then just rains down on everybody. And the thing just, its grip on you starts to lighten and then finally just sloughs off and it falls to the ground. Dead.
When its head went, Scree tilted his head back and opened his mouth and went, tried to catch some on his tongue.
I love it. That's fucking so disgusting. I do love it. It's fucking gross, but I do.
I think some of it got in my hair.
How? You're all the way over there.
I don't know. That's why.
It did explode pretty
good. It's very distressing.
Okay. Congratulations. You solved my synapse worm puzzle.
If no one else is grabbing it, Scree's gonna pick it up and, like, tuck it into his belt.
Tie it around your waist like a belt?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I think Eddie's just kind of looking at him, and then he just kind of shakes his head and looks away. Nothing. Yep. He just kind of slowly walks towards here now.
Scree just goes... behind him.
He doesn't try to control Scree. It's an impossible task.
I can dig it. So, what's everybody up to?
You gonna see what's in the inside of this ship.
Check the body, see if it's got anything useful.
There you go.
Ginger is grooming herself.
Nice. Same shit that all of them have had. It's got one of those pacification rifles, ceremonial plate armor, and a survival knife.
Alright, then I'm following everyone else.
Is it fresh?
Yes.
Fresh?
Like, probably within the hour. I'd say with Oris's crazy medicine roll, it definitely happened recently.
Okay.
In fact, yeah. And you can see there was kind of like a little hole dug just underneath the wing. This thing wasn't just under the wing. It was underground underneath the wing and, like, shot up out. It, like, essentially, it had probably done exactly what it tried to do to you, to this poor cadet. But, you know, probably did hit it with the, which was a paralyzing web. And if it had hit him, probably locked him in and then got up on the neck and just started munching down, just ripped its throat out and rode it down. And then when you guys showed up, it hit itself real fast, afraid that of the sound and whatnot. But then when you got too close, it decided to fight for its food.
The snacker has become the snack.
Yep. Who snacks the snacker?
That's right.
The snacker snacks for thee. So, yeah, so the door for said thing is in the back here, around the hatch.
The door.
Yeah.
Now I know.
There you go.
Boop. A boop. That's the opening sound.
Yep, that is exactly the sound it makes. Surprisingly, as you first step in, it goes boop.
Boop. Is it safe?
I don't know. I'm not in there yet.
You're just gonna walk in?
That's typically what you do. Just walk in. And then he, like, exaggerated step forward.
Can we take any, like, perception check for any traps that might be set up for us after that ambush?
Not smart enough for that.
Absolutely. So that would be a, perception check.
Okay.
Scree Eddie don't care.
The Scree hopped into the room like, and hands out, ready to go. Nothing there. Just like,
yeah, 15 with plus 0.
So, as far as traps and stuff, no, the door, the hatch opens up, no problem. And the floor in front of you, at least on the, does not look to be trapped in any way, shape, or form.
But it is
everything
lava.
Looks good. What's that?
I said, but it is lava.
It is lava. The floor is lava.
Right. Don't step in there. The floor is lava.
Nice.
It Scree's seems gonna climb like up the wall. The coast is clear.
So as you enter the ship, you're greeted by this, like, impressively sleek hallway that's well lit by these gold-trimmed sconces on both sides. The eastern end of the hallway is crushed and collapsed in a heap of rubble, leaving only a doorway in an alcove to the southwest and another doorway to the center of the south wall. Directly to your right, near the exterior hatch you entered from, you see a blinking lit-up terminal and seems to be functioning.
Mm-mm.
That would be right there.
You want to check that out, Oris?
Okay. Oris is going to check it out. See what we got.
He's going to proceed this way.
Okie dokie. So, Yeah, as you get to the computer, you do notice right away that it seems to be active and ready to go. You speak as Lanty, so you recognize the characters, and it doesn't seem to be coded or locked in any way, shape, or form. So when you push the button to activate it, all of a sudden you see this, like, holographic image of a man dressed in, like, a butler's outfit pop up. And it's this, he looks almost like a fussy middle-aged Islanti man. He's got this, and he's got these tiny, like, blue glyphs that make up his entire suit. And he goes, "Welcome aboard. I am the integrated virtual intelligence Ely." I'm sorry, little one. Lesser species should not play with technology they don't understand. Do you have an adult you could talk to? Maybe someone of finest stock? That would be better.
I think Orith's gonna just try to turn it off.
Like, completely turn off the VI? Just...
Yeah.
give me a computer's check on this one.
15.
As he does it, he's like, what are you trying to accomplish there? I understand your little grubby hands want to touch the shiny buttons, but perhaps you shouldn't.
Go with, retrying that with, Echo's help.
Okay, go for it.
20.
No, same thing. Yeah. But it doesn't look like he's stopping you from messing with it.
Oh.
So it seems like you could still give it another shot if you wanted. Like, you, please don't touch. I understand that the shiny buttons are very nice.
What's this one? What, this one? Damn. What about this? What about this one?
You all right, man?
I'm warning you. You must stop playing with the computer now.
All right. Oris is gonna go and walk away, but turn around, press another button. I keep going up my one. This is ridiculous.
Yep. With that one, he looks at you and goes, "That was a mistake," and he disappears.
I think I made the computer mad.
And that's it. He just disappears, and that's all that happens.
Right. That feels a little ominous. Anyone else feel like, yeah?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Remember what I told you, Orus? You remember what we talked about with you and your conflict with computers? It happened again. It makes fun of your jacket or something, and then you get so mad at it that you just can't help yourself.
Yeah, honestly, you should probably just try chilling, like I do.
Is there like a little device that the hologram comes from?
He just doesn't care. He's like, fuck you guys.
There was like it was a computer terminal that, like, and it was in the computer area. It was like a couple screens, and he kind of appeared from the middle of it.
Scree's gonna hop up and bite where the hologram was, just out of spite, because no one makes Oris angry.
Nice.
That'll learn it. So,
you definitely bite that air.
Well, now we know if there's a live turret in here, we know whose fault it is.
And at that moment...
Well, at least, like, we know who it's going to be shooting at.
I'm just kidding.
Scree's, waving his hands at himself and going...
Let's find out. Kind of push the door open.
Okay. So, you guys stepping into this one. As you enter in, open the door, you kind of see this, what looks to be possibly, like, an engine room or something. Okay, so you're stepping in.
I did. Yeah,
that works. Okay, no worries.
Scree's going to roll
so
in.
As you... Okay, no problem. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, Scree can roll in.
So yeah, as you guys roll into the engine room, you immediately see that it did not fare well in the crash. Huge turbines are knocked askew, wires hang loose from the ceiling, and the red warning lights flare around the room. Most of this chamber is covered in moss and creeping vines, and there's two door access to the room. One to the north, which is where you guys just came in from. And that one seems to be in decent shape. And then one to the east, which has been knocked kittywampus in its frame and doesn't look like it wants to open right. You can see what remains of another door to the south, but it's nothing but rubble and scorched slag right now. Likely destroyed in an explosion, but seems more recent than the other damage of this place. In the center of the room, you notice a strange technological pedestal with a hemispherical indentation. It looks like it's housed something, but whatever it was, it's long gone now. All that remains are some wires and runic markings on them.
Runic markings? Are the Aslanti known for, like, using magic with their technology?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give me a, give me a culture check.
Cool, cool.
That's oh, yeah.
28.
So going back, the culture, you have heard a little bit of this supposed mythical rune drive that has come up a couple times now that they've talked about. And so you know that they do dabble in blending technology and magic together. And the fact that this little area looks that way, you think that this is probably where the rune drive was that Sedona found and that the Aslanti have now recovered.
Gotcha.
If anybody wants to give me, like, perception checks of the room, or I'll say you guys can check out that caved-in door to the south. That's either perception or engineering, whatever you guys want to, you know, take a look around or do whatever the hell you want in that room.
I'll do a perception check. Yeah, 28.
I think Oris has got to peek his head in every single room before he walks in, looking for something to drop down.
I'll do a perception check as well.
Okey-dokey.
I rolled it already, though, because yep, I was I muted.
Nice. Oh, no worries.
And it's a, I was wondering, for the audience, a 28.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's fantastic. So, yeah, from the area to the south that's been blown to shit, you can see that one of the engines right near there is, like, blown to shit. Like, and what it seems like happened is maybe when they fired this ship back up, the engine ruptured and just blew the shit out of the side of the ship right there and caved in that whole side.
Looks like an engine failure, like a serious engine failure. And I don't know anything about this tech, so I don't know what caused it. He kind of looks at Oris at this point. Maybe he might know.
So dude, I'm going to ask you were kind of hanging out in the back hallway. Would you have moved up into the room?
I think I want to check out this other door that's up here.
Well, then you are back there as the two creatures come skittering out of the vent work and cracks in the wall.
Ah!
And
oh, God.
Bloop!
Ah!
They're by Eddie.
Thank you. Look how she's so delighted.
Okay. So, combat tracker. Blap and blap.
I'm not scared of these things. These things are nerds, dude.
They're totally nerds, bro. You got this.
Oh.
I don't like that they're called electrovores.
Yeah.
Does everything here just eat technology?
On this planet, electricity is a big thing. Like, in case you haven't found the with the electric fog and the synapse worm and the electrovores. Yeah, the electricity is kind of a theme on this planet.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep. So, technically, as these things came down, you know what? I'm going to say, with that crazy good perception roll, that you are not surprised by these things. Like, they came out on top of you, but they didn't, like, they don't get, like, a couple attacks on you before the round starts. So, yep. So, as they come out, if you want to holler out to everybody, letting them know that, like, hey, oh, shit.
No, yeah, that would have been exactly, like, you saw a scary spider. Shit! that's basically what you hear.
Okay, so, that will be Sadoon's turn. What is Sadoon doing?
They look a little small.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm gonna roll on up to where I'm within 20 feet of one of them. I'm going to pull out that hand cannon.
Nice.
I believe.
First use of the hand cannon. I like it.
Please be merciful.
I think I used it in the chase.
Oh, you did. That's right. You did fire at the one. I don't think you hit anything, but.
Well, great. Now let me this ask, one did doesn't you feel special.
Did you reload it? I reloaded it. Then?
That
was
I'm messing with you. Yeah, 24.
Yep. 24. All right. Yep. So that definitely hits.
Yes.
What do you What do you got for damage?
Why? It's always something.
There it is. Yes.
They couldn't just let us have this one.
No, I was actually hoping. I was hoping for you. I thought that one would be good. So you're firing at the south one, right?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Which brings us to Oris's turn.
Okay.
This time, he's got enough room.
There you go. Use his fun gun.
15?
That is a hit.
Yay! Yes. Woo!
There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's still fine. That's pretty badass.
12
so,
damage.
12 damage. I love it. Okay, so that... Is that right? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one's not looking great.
I'm gonna move right there.
Perfection. Just at that moment, a turret drops down right over top of you.
Son of a bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Let's see how long I can keep that going up until I actually do it to you. Okay, so that is the end of Oris's turn, which leads us to Eddie. What you doing, bud?
I think Instinct is going to have him pull his knife, and he's just going to stab at it.
Nice. The one that Oris and Sidun already took shot at?
That's the one.
All right.
I don't think I could feasibly do stealth. I'm right next to them.
No, probably not. But if you want to try something else, like a sleight of hand or something like that, because I think you get a few different options, right?
Bluff, intimidate, or stealth.
Bluff works then. If you want to do like a fake out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it. Why not?
Or intimidate if you have better intimidate.
20.
Just under, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's 20 plus the C or half the CR.
No, plus CR.
Oh, plus CR, yeah, so it's 22. There are 2 CR.
Yikes.
Oof, yep. Miss. So you swipe at this thing a couple times, and like I said, these things like fly, so they kind of like, it kind of zips around your blade as you're swinging at it, but they are small. They're only like 2 feet long, which brings us to the Electrovores, and the first one is going to swoop up and take a attack at you with a tail slap.
Tail slap?
Tail slap. There's a 13 hit.
A KAC?
Yep.
No.
Nice. All right. So yeah, it misses completely.
He just slaps it back. Stop it.
The second one, though, you're going to get a chance, another attack of opportunity since you have your knife out, because it is going to move straight up. There we go. I would say it didn't want to move for me for a second.
3.
No. Yeah, so you take another swipe at it.
Just getting the bad ones out of the way. That's all.
Yeah. So that thing comes up and does this. As a standard action, Electrovore can spend one resolve point to discharge some of its stored electrical energy as a powerful attack. All creatures within 10 feet of the Electrovore take 1d6 plus 2 electrical damage and are staggered for one round. A target can attempt a DC 13 reflex save to halve this damage and negate the staggered effect. So, give me reflex saves for everyone but Eddie.
Hooray!
All right.
Ooh, just did it.
Oh,
that's Ginger.
The one.
Yeah.
I like the Auras last break
and
effect, though. That was
Scree,
nice.
You as well.
Thanks. Oh, Scree.
Okay,
no.
So Ginger and... Oh, that's a D8. Whoops. And plus 2. So, Scree and Ginger take 7 damage, and Sidun and Auras take 3.
And Scree and Ginger are staggered.
And they are staggered, which, again... Okay, staggered. You can only take a single move action or a standard action each round and can't take reactions. But you can take swift actions as normal. So you, for right now, you can only take either a move or one standard, and that's it.
That's not so bad.
Not so bad, but it does mean that, like, Scree can't attack this round. True. Because they'd have to move and attack. So...
Yeah, true.
So, speaking of which, brings us to Scree. Unless, technically, Scree, you should have probably gone first.
Unless Scree wants to throw something, which he might.
That's true. Scree does like to throw things every so often.
He does.
He's a bit peeved that he's like... And he's just gonna, like, make a run straight for Eddie. So straight underneath, oh, straight around the screechy thing.
Yep. I technically made a mistake on that one. But so I'll readjust that now. Because technically Scree should have gone first. Which would have changed things slightly, but fuck it. I'm gonna just call it and say I'm sorry. And if one of you dies, there'll be an asterisk on the fight.
Yeah, so he's gonna move right there.
At least we merit an asterisk.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, he's just Scree. Gonna look up at the thing and be like, aah! And his hands are like shaking so he can't actually hit it or bite it or anything like that.
Yeah. Perfection. Which brings us to Ginger. Ginger, what are you doing?
She's all right.
A tough day.
Yeah, she's got nasty goop in her hair that she plucked out. Now this thing has, like, fried her.
I'd say your hair is probably all crazy right now.
It's crazy. So we're going to make it a little easier for Sadoon and Oris to punish this thing for its transgression.
Nice. I like it.
With a dispiriting taunt.
Yay.
We're going to attempt this again. I will embrace the role of a pacifist debuffer until the day I die.
I love it.
All right. Insult for this one. You better flee now, because these two are going to make you look like my hair does now. I'm seriously pissed. Let's go.
I love it. And what is the DC on this son of a bitch again? Was it 14 plus something, or was it 10 plus something? 10 plus the CR?
It is either base 15 plus 1.5 times the opponent's CR.
Yep.
Or DC 10 plus your opponent's total intimidate score, whichever is higher.
Gotcha. It's definitely going to be the CR thing then. But still, that beats it. So, awesome. So this thing now has a... What does it have?
It is off target and shaken.
Off target and...
Or it is... If you succeed, the enemy is instead shaken until the end of your turn.
Oh, okay.
So if I had failed, it would be off target. But
yeah,
cool. I succeeded, so it is shaken.
And shaken is, it takes a -2 to essentially everything.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
Nasty.
Yep. I love it. Okay. So, it's got that. And then back to the top of the round with Sadoon. Come on.
I'm going to throw a quick reload in. Pull the hammer back out.
Sonic Doom.
Hit! Please.
I believe.
I'm going to let you make a decision 18. Here. Yep. But firing from a threatened square.
That's the hammer.
Oh, I'm sorry. You pulled the hammer out. I thought you said you pulled the hammer back. Like the gun. I'm sorry. My bad. So yeah, perfect. Yeah, that definitely
hits you. That's fair.
Yay. Don't roll. Whack. One. All right.
12.
A 12. 12 damage. Damage.
Yep. So yeah, you tell me. This little thing flies up in front of you. What does it look like when you fucking destroy it with that hammer?
It's like focusing on its discharge so hard, and it releases, and the hammer, it just comes down on its head and brings it all the way to the floor.
And just friggin' Gallagher style, you crush this thing, and again, a bunch of shit sprays in Ginger's hair.
Just Gingers.
Yeah, just Gingers. Misses everybody else somehow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Somehow,
not my fault.
A fee sprays past Sadoon, but only hits Ginger and then like some of the equipment behind you and to the left. I love it.
That little bug's going to have a lot to clean.
Yeah. I'm going to step over to the side with my movement then. Actually, I couldn't because I pulled out a weapon and reloaded, so...
I appreciate you being honest, because I was going to give it to you. So, much like X, I was going to give it to you. I'm actually proud of that. Like, it tickled me a little bit. Anyways, moving on. Oris, what you got?
I'm going to try to shoot over Scree and hit the one they are currently engaged with.
No problem. I think Scree, you're small, aren't you?
That's what I figured.
Scree is small.
Scree is small. So, yep, you are absolutely good to fire over top.
23. Oh, yeah.
That hits. Give me some damage.
Nice.
14 damage. Holy shit balls. Okay. That thing is hurt. Which brings us to Eddie.
Eddie.
I also want to remind you that, again, if you're in close range like this, you do have the ability to take a 5-foot step back as your movement, and which puts you, you know, out of melee attack without incurring any attack of opportunity.
I appreciate it.
Just like to remind you guys of your options. I know this is a little different than I'm already terrible with the rules, so the few things I do remember, I'm like, ah, remember, you can do this weird thing. It's not in any of the other ones.
Nope.
Actually.
No trick attack.
Oh, no, that's trick attack. Sorry.
That was trick attack. This one will be much worse. He's going to stick with the knife.
Okay.
It's the same bonus. And plus he's, okay, 8. Bad rolls tonight.
Yep, those are some bad rolls, unfortunately.
It happens, yep. You know?
Yep.
So that's me. Kill it. Keep carrying me.
Yeah. So, as it gets hit.
Get him, Scree.
So, as this happens, and Oris fucking caps this thing, it will attempt to scurry out through the vents and out of here. Both of you get an attack of opportunity.
It's just taking off. Mm-hmm. I'm out of here.
You fucked it up. Fucked it up a lot. That shot did a lot of damage.
2! That's 2 2s. But I believe in Scree.
I do too.
That's a lot.
Oh, shit.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you miss, and the creature then shoots up a vent and disappears.
Scree's going to shoot up the vent and chase it.
It's a... okay. okay.
Oh, shit.
I don't exactly have a map for that. Fuck it. Okay, so... Yeah, you shoot up after it. It will stay in combat, and it gets far enough. It was in within reach, so that means if you can move as much as it, you're small. So I am going to need you to give me a acrobatics check to get up into the vents from
just
where you are.
Climbing. What's her athletic? Scree's athletics are so good.
I was going to say, I can't fucking say that's not a success. So, so yeah, you scramble up into the vents after it. And you're chasing after, so you're just going after it. So give me another attack roll.
Because he has a 35 move speed.
Oh yeah, you're definitely going to keep pace with it until, you know. Yep, that fucking hits it. Give me damage.
And he's going to use one of his entropy points.
Jesus. Okay.
To add an extra D4. So I think it's.
Yay.
Okay, fuck it. I want to see this.
Wait, what's the dice damage again? Because I get to add.
I think it's D4.
Yeah, so it's 1d4.
So it's 8? Or you got another one coming?
Plus the.
And here's the entropy.
Oh, fucking, that's amazing.
Sorry.
This is amazing.
11 damage.
Scree's just. Eddie's just listening for the sound because he knows it's coming.
So, yeah, you hear as this thing zips up through the vent. You just see Scree tear ass across the floor and just scramble up the wall, and then you hear like this like of them just like wrestling, just slamming against the walls and him hauling ass through it. And then finally you just hear like this death scream of this thing. It's and, like this screech echoes throughout it, and then all is silent.
He just purses his lips and nods.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just behind the curtain on that one. After your initial attack, it had 9 HP, so no matter what you rolled on that D4, was going to kill it. So without the entry point, it had one more, and I was going to try to shock you and then take off, because that one never got to use its discharge. But no, you fucking got it. So that's fucking awesome. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.